In this clip, I should like to speak for a few minutes on what's known as the Great Commission. I've quoted the relevant scriptures just below this clip, Matthew 28 and Mark 16. This is the parting statement of Christ to his disciples, his final words. He tells them that he has been given all power in heaven and on earth. And he commands them, therefore, he says, go therefore, go into all the world. And here is your standing commission, to preach the gospel to every creature. Why? To see them converted. Seek to persuade sinners to repent and believe. And trust in me. Command them, invite them, urge them, press them, plead with them. Seek to persuade them to come to me and be saved. For he that believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he that does not believe is condemned. Warn them that if they will not repent and believe, they will be damned, but encourage them and seek to persuade them to believe, to repent, to turn to me and be saved, and having repented and believed, to be baptized, to be plunged, immersed as a demonstration, a visible sign, an indication, a teaching ministry to others of what the Spirit of God has done in them, in regenerating them and bringing them to faith and repentance. They have died with me. They have risen with me. They're ascended with me. They're united to me. And then, with these new converts, continue throughout the rest of their days to instruct them, to teach them, to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. To edify them, to progressively sanctify them, to encourage them to live a life worthy of the gospel, of the calling they have received. And lo, I am with you, right to the end of the age. The Great Commission. I believe that that was the Great Commission for the apostles immediately. But the end of the age is mentioned, and I take it, therefore, with the vast majority of teachers, to be the Great Commission for me as a believer today, and for you as a believer today, to go into all the world and do all we can to bring as many sinners as we can to Christ, and to see as many of the saints as possible, all of them, to be edified, confirmed, strengthened, built up, and more made godly and conformed to Christ, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever Christ has commanded us. I take it to myself, first of all, and then to do this. And that is why I preach and write and teach and do these video clips and so on, whatever. Whatever I can to advance the gospel of Christ in the saving of sinners and the edification of God's people. So why am I speaking about this under the title New Covenant Theology, Made Simple? Well, the fact of the matter is this, that if it hadn't been for covenant theologians, John Calvin in particular, the Reformed and the evangelical world buying in to his teaching on the law, I don't suppose I really would be speaking on the Great Commission under New Covenant Theology Made Simple. But I do so, of course, because Christ's words run utterly counter to covenant theology and to Calvin's threefold use of the law. For, according to covenant theologians, the Reformed, and most evangelicals, even though most of them don't understand where it came from, following John Calvin, we are told this: the Great Commission really runs like this. Go into all the world, and first and foremost, preach Moses to the ungodly. Preach the law. Indeed, what they really mean and say is, really preach the Ten Commandments, the moral law, but the law. Preach the law to sinners. Indeed, they tell us that if you just go and preach the gospel to sinners, you're wasting your time. You're preaching a sentimental story, a meaningless story. You must take the men and women you address to Sinai first, and then to Mount Zion, to Moses, to the law, to convict them and prepare them for Christ. And then, having got them convicted and prepared by the law, then take them to the gospel. But Christ didn't say that. He could have said it. He knew all about Moses and the law, but he didn't say it. Covenant theologians then say, well, then you get the law out of the way. You must be quick on that. Once you've got them convicted, then you get the law out of the way, because if the law comes in at the next point, all goes wrong. They come to faith in Christ, and they will be justified by faith. No mention of law there, mind, make sure. But as soon as they come under Christ in the gospel by faith for justification, then make sure immediately you whip them back under the law. And whip is the right word, for that's what Calvin said the law is, the perfect rule and the whip for sanctification. Do you see the point? You take them to Moses to prepare them. You get Moses out of the way to see them justified, and then you bring them back to Moses for sanctification. The law, then the gospel, then the law. So says covenant theology. But that's not what Christ said at all. There's not a whiff, a hint, a shadow of, a suggestion of, a murmur of law in any of this at all. Moses is nowhere near this. It's all gospel. It's all Christ. That's what it is. Ah, you say the word commanded is there, though. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded. Ah, there you are. So it is. But it's Jesus' commands. It's the law of Christ, which is the gospel, of course. As he said to his disciples, I have much to say to you, but you can't bear it now. But my Spirit, when he comes, he will teach you all things. And of course, we have the apostles telling us this. They set out the law of Christ in massive detail, in massive principle. It's the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. It's not the law of Moses at all. It's the law of Christ. Ah, say the covenant theologians. But the law of Christ uses the Ten Commandments. Well, so it does. In three places, it mentions it. Romans 13, Ephesians 6, yes, and Galatians 5, yes. Possibly 1 Timothy 1, yes. It uses a paradigm, an illustration, that's true, like it uses all the law, like it uses pagan poets and many other things as well. Of course, the law is a much higher standard than the pagan poets. I'm not suggesting otherwise. But it's all scripture, of course, which is profitable. And Jesus himself said, sanctify them through thy truth. Now, thy word is truth. Yes. So it's the whole word of God, but nuanced by the apostles. But all that's a digression in a sense here, an insertion here. I've dealt with these texts elsewhere in these video clips. The truth of the matter is, we're looking at the Great Commission. And the way to prepare sinners for Christ? There is no preparation. Preach the gospel to them. Preach Christ to them. That will convict sinners. That will persuade sinners. That will convert sinners. And once they're converted, baptize them. By the way, many covenant theologians go wrong there. They put the baptism way before. But we won't go into that now. But this is what Christ says. Preach my gospel. Preach me to sinners. That will bring them to me. Persuade them, try to persuade them, urge them, press them to trust me. Preach my love for sinners, my death for sinners. Preach my person, my works, my merits. Preach the love of God for sinners, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Preach my gospel to sinners. That's convicting and converting. Bring them, not that you can, but under your ministry may the Spirit bring them to Christ, to me, to be saved, he says. And then preach, go on preaching the gospel. That same gospel that convicted and converted them will edify them, will make them godly and conformed to my image. Teach them to observe whatsoever all things I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you to the end of the age. This is New Covenant theology. It's gospel, Christ, the Spirit, from beginning to end. No mention of law, gospel, law, and all the rest of it. No, no, no. It's all Christ, for Christ is all. That's why I'm a New Covenant man. First, because I'm a believer. That brings me into the New Covenant. But I'm a teacher of the New Covenant. Why? Because I see it here in the Great Commission. And I really do believe that if we could just take the words of Scripture and hear the words of Christ as they stand, we should find that New Covenant theology indeed is simple. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that does not believe is condemned already. And once they have believed and submitted to me in obedience in baptism, then teach them throughout their lives to live in obedience to all that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. That is New Covenant theology.